It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. And at the end of the program, I'll be praying for you and your needs. So please call somebody and tell them to tune into this program. I believe they will be blessed. We are studying about ministry of Jesus Christ and what Jesus Christ did and how many people He healed and different kinds of people. And why we studying this and why we talking about this, I want each and everyone to believe that Jesus Christ is a healer. Not only believe, but receive the healing and then pray for others and let other people will be blessed. And that's what the reason we are doing this program. This program is designed just for you, the listeners. Today we are going to talk about the blind man. Jesus Christ healed so many blind people, but we are going to study a few blind people. Here we see in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 to 31, there are two blind people followed Christ, and they were saying, "Jesus, heal us." And they wanted healing for their eyes. And when they followed Him, here He says Jesus came to somebody's house. It doesn't give the name of the house. It doesn't say whose house was it. And these people followed. Because there are so many different blind man story is given in the Bible. So many people get confused. But these people also were saying Jesus Christ is the Son of David. And they recognize He is a Savior, King, and a healer. And they followed. When they came to the house, Jesus Christ asked simply question, "Do you think I am able to do this? Or I am able to open your blind eyes?" Now, the people were following and they wanted to be healed. But Jesus Christ asked the question, "Do you really believe that I'm going to heal you or I have the power to heal you?" There are so many people sometimes believe Jesus Christ as their Savior, but they don't believe that Jesus Christ can heal. And this is a good example. Jesus Christ is asking these people, "Do you think I'm able to do this?" And they say, "Yes, Lord." And then He touched them and healed them. And He says, "Let it be according to your faith." And see, these people really had a faith. They were following Christ. They might be listening about Him. They heard about His messages. They heard that He is healing many people. And they followed Him by faith. So, we see in this story that when you want to be healed, the obstacle will be there, but you don't give up what you want from God. There will be people telling you it's not going to work. And sometimes you might be thinking, does God wants to heal me? Because here God is saying, Jesus Christ is saying, "Do you think I'm able to do these things? Do you think I'm able to heal you?" And they said, "Yes, Lord." They didn't say, "Oh, we don't know, try, and if you don't heal us, then we might go to somewhere and find some other source." They knew Jesus is the healer. And they said by faith, "Yes, we believe. Yes, you are able to heal us." And there are two people, but the both people had the same faith. And the Word of God says he touched their eyes and said it, let it be according to your faith. And immediately their eyes opened and they were able to see. And this time Jesus said to these people, don't tell anybody. Go thy way. Now, just think. Jesus told them not to say it to anybody. Do you think that's going to be secret? No. Because they were blind and now they see, and anyone sees them or recognizes them, they are going to say, hey, these people were blind. What happened? Jesus didn't tell them, now you know how to testify what God has done for you. Many places Jesus said, go and testify. You remember that man was demon possessed and he wanted to follow Christ. He said, go thy way, go to your house, tell your friends, tell your relatives and tell everybody what God has done for you. But for these people he said, don't tell anybody. But they understood. Jesus Christ was saying not to brag about Christ, not to make a big deal about it. And they went and told everybody. They said to so many people, and whole country, means whole region, were filled with their testimony, and they start bringing sick people to him. What I'm trying to say here, even though Jesus Christ told them not to say anybody anything, but these people had the thankful heart that Jesus Christ has done this glorious thing to us. We were blind, now we can see. There are so many blind people. There are so many deaf people. There are so many sick people around the world. And so why we are not telling? We want to go and tell the whole world what Jesus Christ has done. This is the testimony is all about. When God has done something for you, even though God didn't say go and tell somebody, your grateful heart, you should be going and telling others. They were not disobeying. They were just saying Jesus didn't want publicity. Jesus doesn't want his name to be glorified, but we are going to glorify anyhow. We are so thankful, we are so grateful, and we want whole world to know what Jesus Christ is doing in my life or in our life. That's the example we can take from these people. Sometimes some people say, well, when Jesus healed me, he didn't tell me to go and tell somebody, so I'm not going. But if you have a grateful heart, you are going to tell somebody. Just think, if some doctor healed you or gave you medicine and that medicine worked, you're going to tell everybody. Advertise about that medicine. The company doesn't pay you, doctor doesn't pay you, but you tell them anyhow. Why? Because you want other people to be blessed. The same way. This is just the blindness they got healed. But God has saved you, delivered you, and gave you eternal life. Are you telling anybody about what God has done for you? God is a miracle working God. When God heals you, it is your duty to tell others. Sometimes we don't tell others, but other people will notice and they will ask you, who did it? How it happened? And then you will be able to tell them what God has done. So now we see, these two blind people came to Jesus and Jesus healed them and they were able to go and tell others. I saw one lady, she was blind, older lady, and her daughter brought her to prayer meeting. This was a meeting going on at one stadium. So she brought her, and I asked that mother, mother, what can I do for you? She said, I'm blind. I want to be healed. I told her about Jesus, and I touched her, and she was able to see right away. And she went home. Next day she came. She stood in the line. And I didn't know, because hundreds of people come, so you don't remember everybody. So she said, please pray for me. I said, what do you want? She said, make me like horse. I said, what do you mean? She said, I want more strength. I want more power to do many things. And her daughter was sitting in the audience. She shouted, don't pray for her. I said, what happened? She said, yesterday you prayed for her. She was blind. She was sitting in one corner. And she was minding her business. Now, since yesterday, she was able to see. She is fighting with us. She is saying, what this thing is sitting there? Why are you not cleaning the house? Why are you doing this? And why are you doing that? And she is coming after us. And if you pray for her and she become like a horse, she will be so much trouble to us. And I said, Mother, what God has done for you, not to make trouble, but help others. So if you promise that you are not going to fight with others, I'm going to pray God will give you strength and a long life. The point I'm making, when God does something good to you, you should be thankful and grateful, not the trouble to other people. But there are some people, when God does something good, they are not thankful, but they do wrong thing. And some people are thankful and they do great things. There was another lady, somebody told me, could you come to this lady's house? She's a very good lady. She's a Christian, but now she's blind. So I went to her house. There was a dark in the morning. All the windows and doors and everything was closed, and she was sitting alone on the floor, and the Bible was in her lap and Bible was open. And so I said, Mother, are you able to read in this dark? She said, no, son, I'm just pretending that I'm reading. So I said, what do you mean? She said, I'm just memorizing some of the scriptures and I just open and think that I'm reading the Bible. I said, you don't see it? She said, no, I'm blind. I was able to see, but now I'm old and I cannot see anything. I said, Mother, you want to read the Bible? She said, yes. I laid hand on her eyes and I prayed in the name of Jesus and I said, go ahead and read. She opened her eyes and she started reading the Bible right away. And she said, that time I was very young, she said, Brother Peter, as long as I live in this world, I will be praying for you and your ministry. I want many people to be blessed. And she was praying and supporting the ministry. What I'm trying to say, some people are thankful and grateful and they want to do more things for the Lord, and some people are not thankful and they want to hurt other people. The point I'm making here, God wants to do great things for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Doesn't matter what kind of sickness and what kind of disease and what kind of problem you're going through. And you might have tried everything. So many people, sometimes they go from one town to another town. They spend a lot of money and they go anywhere somebody tells them there is cure. You don't have to run around. You don't have to go anywhere. Jesus Christ is there wherever you are. See these people? Immediately, God healed them. And when I prayed, immediately those people got healed. What Jesus Christ said, according to your faith, you have faith, you will be healed. You have faith, you will receive whatever you want. And by faith, these people got healed. Without faith, it is impossible to get healed. So we have to believe in Jesus Christ for our healing. Now the blindness is a very difficult thing. Because some people, if they have sickness and disease and you pray for them and they will be gradually healed. But the blind people, you pray and nothing happens, and they will be not believing because they want to see right away. And so when you pray, you encourage their faith. And you say, listen, give the Bible example. It's just like I'm giving a Bible example. Give the Bible example, and they say, okay, if Jesus Christ did it, he can do it again. And some people say, oh, but Jesus Christ died, and his disciple, they died, and now it's not happening. You just simply say, if Jesus did it, and he has given us power to do it, we can do it also. There is nothing impossible with God. If you have faith, you will do it. And now when I prayed for those people, believing, if I pray for that person will be healed. And then when you believe it, and you pray for somebody, and they believe it, and your faith and their faith comes together, then things start happening. Because it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, two people agree touching anything, our God will hear our prayer from heaven. So our God is a prayer answering God. We have to trust in God. We are not believing in ordinary God. Our God is a miracle working God. He is not an ordinary person. Jesus Christ took our sins, sickness, disease on the cross. The word of God says, with his stripes we are healed. Not only that, when Jesus Christ died, he rose again and he gave the victory over sickness, disease and sin and even death. Now, Jesus Christ says, whatever I did, you do also. And you do greater things. But so many people saying, it is impossible, we cannot do it. I'm trying to tell you, each and every sickness and disease up to now we learn from the Bible. I try to practice it. I try to put it in my life. I'm trying to say, if Jesus did it, we can do it. And there are so many other blind people got healed. But God willing, we'll tell you in the next program. But here we see, if you read in the Bible, the Word of God says, many blind people Jesus healed. Many sick people Jesus healed. And John says, if we start recording everything what Jesus Christ did, we will not have enough room to store his books in the whole world's library. So only few miracles are noted in the Word of God. That doesn't mean he did not do many miracles. It says God did so many miracles, so many signs and wonders and healing people. Today also in the name of Jesus, people are getting saved, healed, delivered and set free. So why can we believe? If those people believed and they got their miracle, why can we believe? I guarantee you, if you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever sickness and disease you have, no matter whatever you are suffering, he is able to heal you, deliver you, and set you free. Sometimes you might be thinking, how is possible without medicine I can get healed? Without any treatment, how can I get healed? I cannot explain to you, but you have to come to your senses that if Jesus Christ is God, then there is nothing impossible with God. God created man from dust and he breathed on him, he became a living soul. So that same God has created you, he knows everything about you. He knows each and every part of you. So if there is anything goes wrong in your eyes, God knows how to fix it. I have seen people when they came for prayer and somebody prayed for them and they had no eyeball, nothing, just holes, and they were able to see through the holes. And if you go to the doctor or some other person, they will say, it's impossible. We have to have an eyeball. to see it. But without eyeball, just the hole, and people were able to see. And some person didn't have the fake eyes, just the glass eyes, but he was able to see. How is it happened? How is it possible? God can do anything. You can see through the glass, you can see through the hole, and even though you have fake eyeglasses, fake eyeballs, you can still see it. God can make it possible. Our body was mud and still is mud. When you die, you go to dust and ashes to ashes. But God is able to do anything. You have to just trust in Him. I'm just talking about right now blindness. Sometimes blindness comes gradually. Sometimes blindness can come immediately. Some kind of explosion you saw, or something happened and you lose your eyes, or some sickness and disease comes and you can lose your eyesight. And when you lose eyesight, it is not pleasant, or it is not the same, because it's so horrible, so difficult that you cannot see anything. I cannot even explain how you feel. There is a one lady, she comes and does the commercial. She said, I'm blind. But not only blind, she says gradually she became blind because some sickness, and now she said, I cannot even sleep. Why? She doesn't know when is the day or night, so dark. And so she was saying, I have not only blindness, but now I cannot sleep. So I was thinking, if I can see this lady someday, I could pray for her. I believe we have to educate people, we have to tell people, whatever the sickness and disease you got, God knows everything about you. You just go and ask God. When these blind people came, Jesus said, do you think I can heal you? I can do something? They said, yes, Lord. And because of their faith, they got healed. Somebody says, I don't have faith. What the Bible says? Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. I am giving the Word of God. And every week, you are learning some new things, and your faith will rise up. Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. So let's look into Jesus and say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer and asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and ask forgiveness for your sins, He has already done it. By faith, you have to say, thank God my sins are forgiven. My name is written in heaven. I belong to Jesus Christ. And once you do that, then God opens the door for other things. Means sickness, disease, pain, suffering, whatever it is, it will go away. Why? Because you are a child of God. And God doesn't want the children of God to suffer. He suffered for you. So we don't have to suffer. The people say, oh, don't you think Christian people are suffering? Yes, they can suffer for persecutions. They don't have to suffer for sickness and disease, because Jesus Christ took our sickness and disease on the cross. Just like we don't go to any other God to ask forgiveness, so the same way we have to believe He who forgave our sins, the same God has power to heal our sickness and disease. So we don't go to anybody else. But when we suffer persecution because of preaching the gospel, witnessing, and that's why we get persecuted by other people. But God is not going to put any sickness and disease on you. Jesus Christ says, the healing is children's bread. So I'm going to pray for you. And now you're going to say, Lord, I'm your child. and now you're going to heal me, and you're going to heal my family members, and I'm going to tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Just touch your body and say, Lord, please touch me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you touched your sickness, your disease, or you touched somebody, just believe that God already did it. Now, what you have to do, you have to see what you were not able to do before, try to do it. If you are not able to read, you just say, I'm going to read it. There was a one man, he was a minister. And he said, Pastor Peter, I'm using my eyeglasses. Could you please pray for me so I don't want to wear eyeglasses? I prayed and said, just read. And he started reading. The point I'm making, God can do a miracle, and then you have to see he has done it or not and practice it and tell somebody he has done it. There is nothing impossible. Go to church, testify, or if you want a proof, go to doctor and have a checkup, and you will know that you are healed by the power of God. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.